Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The White House says United States President Donald Trump will decide within the next 2 weeks whether to strike Iran. It's also confirmed Mr. Trump still sees a substantial chance that negotiations can achieve US and Israeli demands on Iran's nuclear program. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump has warned Iran to immediately shut down its nuclear enrichment operations and any other potential for producing nuclear weapons.
Still a substantial chance is my question.
I'm not going to get into the reasoning and the rationale. The president believes that, but that's his position and he will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
Australia has suspended operations at its embassy in Iran's capital and has ordered the departure of all Australian officials due to the deteriorating security environment. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia's ambassador to Iran will remain in the region. The evacuation of Australians from Israel and Iran, organised by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, is underway. Around 1,200 Australians in Israel are seeking to leave, while 2,000 Australians in Iran have also registered for assistance. In Tel Aviv, Australian Yigal Kadam told SBS he's grateful to be leaving the country.
With the borders closing, basically, or the airport closing, we felt that we've had to look for other options to get home. And I have to say that the Australian Embassy has been really, really helpful in providing the option that we are now here for.
Australian universities have dropped in the latest World Universities Rankings list. The report measures student experience, global partnerships, research opportunities, and the quality of teaching. The University of Melbourne retained its position as the top-rated Australian institution, but it dropped 6 places against overseas educational facilities, from 13th to 19th in the world. The University of New South Wales dropped 1 place to 20th, while Sydney University fell 7 spots to rank 25th. Despite the drop in rankings, Group of 8 Chief Executive Vicky Thompson says the results remained impressive, with about a quarter of Australia's 40 universities listed in the world's top 200. Thousands of people have gathered at Victoria's Parliament House to greet the state's truth-telling commissioner, Travis Lovett, as he completed his 508-kilometre walk across the state. More than 12,000 people joined the Aboriginal leader along the 25-day walk for truth, from Portland in the state's west to Melbourne. The walk marks the end of Australia's first formal truth-telling process on the impacts of colonisation on First Nations Australians. The Yurok Justice Commission's 4-year-long inquiry will formally conclude at the end of the month, and the thousands of hours of evidence collected from Aboriginal Victorians will contribute to an official public record. Levi Power, a member of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria, says the report will be a significant chance for change.
We must have these truths told to guide our decisions and to guide our journey forward, not only for this first treaty but going into the future as well.
New Zealand has paused almost $17 million in funding to the Cook Islands. New Zealand has criticised the Cook Islands for a lack of transparency over deals made with China. It says China needs to restore trust before New Zealand signs off on any new funding. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, who's visiting China and will have a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, is demanding answers.
The Cook Islands government, as we've been very open from the beginning, at the beginning of this year, was not transparent and open about its international agreement that it did, in this case, with China through the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. We want to make sure that any risks are well managed. We have obligations under the agreements as New Zealand with a realm country that we need to be upheld. And as a result, that transparency is really important. As a result, we've suspended some of the aid money until we can get clarity on those issues.
Australia's unemployment rate has remained steady at 4.1%. The data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows around 2,500 jobs were lost from the economy in May, despite forecasts that 20,000 jobs would be gained after 89,000 jobs were created in April. But employment was still up by 2.3% compared with this time last year, which was stronger than pre-pandemic levels. The Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Amanda Rishworth, says the full-time employment data reflects a resilient jobs market.
It is encouraging that we have continued to see strong full-time jobs growth, with this month recording more than 38,000 full-time jobs. And full-time employment remains at a record high.
Thanks for listening. This is SBS News in Easy English.